Just a few seasonal words, as I couldn't do anything resembling a broadcast yesterday. And I've promised this. What you're listening to now will be probably stored on my webcast, or rather, excuse me, podcast page. Well, I about the journey, I've been travelling across the Atlantic. The Atlantic to see my parents. I was set to travel on Thursday, but I changed my mind at the last minute because, travelling as in taking the train to the airport, I really didn't think that would be a good idea because of the potential train cock-ups. And so I booked another ticket for the Wednesday. Another thing to add is on Thursday it is the day before the Swedish Christmas, so I thought it would be even more cumbersome. So I took the train. I took what should have been an 8 o'clock train, but in fact turned out to be a 12 in the afternoon train, or midday. I sat on the train. I'm very comfortable, well, reasonably comfortable train. It was one of the old ones, but I couldn't help noticing that they changed the seats. But it was okay. I waited for half an hour and eventually 40 minutes. Throughout, they were saying there were potential technical difficulties that they were trying to sort out. Well, being rather observant to an occasional passenger on the right who said that, an old lady actually, who said, I know how this is going to turn out. It's going to be a stoppage. And it was. As far as I can see, there wasn't any technical problem. They either A, wanted to fill the train with more passengers in a more, if you understand, to take them to a larger city, or the train driver himself actually wasn't there. So the technical quote-unquote problems, I don't think there were any. So if there were technical problems, why was it that the train moved off? So no, I think they wanted to move the train to an area where there were higher, more customers, and therefore more money. So I had waited until 12 o'clock, and it worked out, I suppose. It did work out because I got to have a lunch, which was very enjoyable, and I ended up sitting on the train. I ended up sitting opposite a very very charming and attractive young woman who kept on smiling at me, and we ended up talking and etc. That was fascinating. What can I say about the girl? I didn't get a number. She was a bit young for me, but she told me about her situation. She used to live in Holland. She wasn't Dutch. She was half Austrian, and her parents were missionaries. And she was at some point. She was reading the latest Terry Pratchett book in its original language, which impressed me a little. And then she started making something with a bracelet out of fine beads. And something I found quite interesting was that she was using her teeth a lot of the time. But that's the journey, the three and a half hour, maybe almost 4 hour journey went by very quickly. Too quickly, really. So I was to stay as planned with the X, or X number one. And I have to say, that was a bit grim. I really, really could not have gotten away from her quick enough. It's very bad, but she's depressed. Very, very depressed, and I felt like my presence wasn't wanted. So, about two in the afternoon the following day, sick to the back teeth of X, I